Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I may regurgitate some things from this conversation with Frank White, who joins us in the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. And Frank is one of my go-to guys when I want to talk about things like umpiring and the state. It's always interesting to get a history lesson on him as it pertains to African-American participation in sports in St. Paul and Minneapolis and beyond, because he is an official historian on a lot of different fronts. Frank, thank you for joining us tonight.
Hey, Mike. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Good. On the radio. I'm doing well, Mike. Sorry. Somebody just stopped and said hi, and I had to tell them I can't talk to you right now.
Yeah, you can't be walking downtown in St. Paul, because you'll get stopped about six times during this interview.
I'm actually out at Neiman Athletic Complex getting ready to watch one of our senior RBI baseball games.
Now, you've been involved in the senior RBI for a long time with the Minnesota Twins. It's for inner-city baseball, et cetera, and, as a coach and facilitating umpires and everything else. What is the state of the program right now? Has this been a good year for you, a good summer for it?
Yeah, in terms of numbers and kids involved, you know, it's been a good year in terms of participation for players. We're getting ready to take a couple of all-star teams to Chicago on July 21st. We're going to be there for 4 days. Should be a good event. Nice, memorable event for those kids that get a chance to go. And then I know you're going to, we want to talk about umpires. You know, umpires and sports officials is a whole nother challenge in a whole nother chapter.
Well, is it at a critical juncture, would you say, in terms of getting the numbers up?
Mike, I think that we're beyond critical.
Really?
To be perfectly honest, if we looked at any sport, and like right now in baseball, the high school program this past year, I think the associations that assign games, Northwest, Gopher, etc. And even in our park and rec level, in our RBI level here in Minneapolis and St. Paul, there's a shortage of officials. I know I just left Sid Hartman Field up northeast, and I was talking to one of the administrators from Minneapolis, and he was telling me that for 10 and under baseball, they're paying $60 a game.
Really?
Which usually takes, and they can't even get anybody to work.
And for people not familiar, the 10 under baseball would be your least threatening, least intimidating. I mean, it's a pretty easy day at the office, because winning is not emphasized as much as just playing fundamentally sound and keeping the game moving. I mean, that is an excellent. It makes me sick, though, Frank, because it makes me wonder, where are all our 20 to 25 year olds that are looking to make a little extra money that have played baseball, that know, why can't we get them off the couch and out there?
Well, I think, Mike, it's kind of complex, but I think the easiest way to explain is I think what we've allowed in sports for the last, and I'll just say 20 years, you know, the average, and I shouldn't say the average, the fan in the stand, some of the coaches, I mean, we've really taken a bite out of youth sports in this country. And to the point of where people don't want to, they don't want to work as a sports official. Who wants to be yelled at for 2 hours on any given day with somebody just in your ear the whole time? It's not worth the money. And it's not an enjoyable way to spend your time. So I think part of it is those younger players, they've seen umpires work and they know what it's like. And I don't think they're attracted to it like maybe people were in the past.
Now, do you empower your umpires to interact with fans? In other words, if there's a fan that's blatant and they're wrong, do you tell your umpires, don't hesitate to go over there and set them straight?
Oh, I think we do. And we have some policies in place in both Minneapolis and St. Paul, similar to some of the other baseball programs where literally we ask people to calm down and we tell them, you know, if you continue, you know, you're going to leave the park.
Yeah.
And if you don't, we're just going to stop the ball game. I think though, Mike, the way things have gone and if we look at society today, I mean, look what just happened on the 4th of July.
Yeah.
I mean, with the fireworks stuff. I mean, that is literally insane. And we're to the point of where people don't want to create a conflict, even at a baseball game or a basketball game, for fear of not knowing who that other individual is or the consequences out of that. So sure. I think it's really becoming a very difficult situation.
So, is it more in the inner city or is it everywhere?
Oh, it's everywhere. You know, it's not just in the inner city. We could be in Duluth. We could be in Edina. Wherever there are games, there are issues. And I get sent videos all the time. This past basketball season, I got videos from some of those places that you would be surprised
yep.
at some of the videos that I was sent. And I don't want to switch from the umpiring thing, but they're pretty much the same.
They're issue. One and the same, yep.
It's happening all over.
So how do you encourage somebody to get an umpiring right now or officiating anything?
I think one of the best ways is if you happen to know somebody, you know, if you're friends
yeah.
with somebody.
Comfort zone, yep.
You know, and I think that, you know, maybe that personal touch, if I've got a friend or even I'll even use the example of my grandson, Xavier. He knew that grandpa used to officiate. So actually this summer he went and officiated at weekend tournaments and made a little bit of money.
Yep.
And now he wasn't proficient in all of the rules.
Yep.
But at least he had the courage to go out and run up and down the floor and he got paid like $28 a game or something.
That's
like
a nice paycheck for a kid. Yep.
Yeah. So, you know, so that was pretty good. So I think sometimes it's that personal touch, somebody that, you know, it could be a neighbor, it could be a relative, it could be a coach talking to a player that, you know, maybe isn't going to play anymore. A number of situations that's better than, you know, there are organizations, the Twins are working with the Amateur Sports Commission, and there are some other recruiting efforts going on. And those are wonderful, but when somebody sits in a meeting and they sign up and they say, okay, how does that translate really to real people moving into a situation where they're actually on the floor, on the baseball field, on the ice, the football field? You know, there is some movement, but it's not significant. I talked to a couple of guys today, basketball, baseball people, and they told me that the three major basketball associations in the metro area have just combined to send out a letter to athletic directors in the conferences that they all provide officials for, telling them that this upcoming season, each school is going to have to move one Tuesday, Friday home game in order for them to be able to accommodate officials for games.
Wow. I mean, so, and that's why we saw all those Wednesday games this last year, right? Because it used to be taboo. You never played on Wednesdays because of church conflicts. And all of a sudden you're seeing all these Wednesday games. And I thought, at first I thought, well, those just makeups. Well, it was because of referees, right?
Absolutely. There's even Saturday games. So I think what people don't realize right now, Mike, is, you know, the average fan goes to the game, and if you're a supporter of that team, you say, okay, there's a Wednesday game. You don't really know why. You just don't do that. But the impact is things are being moved because there's a shortage. And there's really been a shortage of officials at the high school level and below for probably the last, I'll say, 15 years.
Yeah.
And people have said that, and then now COVID comes along, and now that has another kind of impact. And some of that impact is some officials may have said, you know what, this might be a time for me to do something else with my time instead of coming back.
Yep.
You know, I may enjoy doing something different with my life now. So we've lost people, not necessarily because of COVID, but because of the impacts of COVID and the impacts of the junk that you have to take if you work a game. I mean, I'm still out evaluating basketball officials, and then because of my connection, this is my 21st season with the Twins. So I see a lot of baseball games, youth baseball games, and I got to tell you, the things that I see in the stands and at times when I can say something to somebody, I will. But I don't know everybody either. So I'm also going to be a little careful of who I say stuff to, but it's amazing what we're seeing today, Mike. It's unbelievable. And it's youth sports.
I'll save that for the end. But another question along those lines, you talk about the RBI program. You used to talk about, you know, we can't get enough kids to play baseball in the inner city. I got news for you, Frank, and you already know this. You can't get kids to play baseball in a lot of cities. It's not just an urban thing. There are some that flourish and do well, but there are many, many more that just the kids have lost a lot of interest in playing baseball. You see that up close as well. What do we need to do to get kids to play baseball again, especially those that, you know, it's such a great and viable alternative for so many of them?
Oh, boy, Mike, we worked at that for 20 years. I wish I had a good answer for you. I honestly do. But across the country, baseball has taken a dip, as has girls' fast pitch softball. And baseball has really become a money sport. And you know, where kids are going to play for all these elite teams, similar to AAU basketball, I guess, to a certain degree. But it's really become a place where it's money and playing at the elite level. And the ironic thing in it is, in baseball, nobody gets a full ride.
Right.
Nobody. If you talk to John over at the U, you know, he's got to provide 35 guys approximately money generally out of, and I think what they get, like 11.6.
Yeah, something like that. Yep. And you divide it up. Yep.
So, yeah. And so when you think about what people invest again to play ball every season at an elite level and the return, I'm not so sure the return is there for the dollar. But you got people that believe that money is the way, and that's the impact of what's going on with baseball. And I heard your interview, your last interview, and talking about hockey and the showcases. I mean, that's what people are telling parents now. You got to have your kid go to a showcase. So not only are you paying big money, but if the family goes with, now
here we go,
money for the family, you know. So everybody's it's a lot of money, and so if you want to play at that level, if you want to maybe get seen at that level and you can't afford it, it's not even in your ability.
Last question. I was in an AAU game about a month ago, and I saw a referee go after a kid. In other words, the kid said something, and he went at him, and they had to break him up. And I don't know what was said, and I never did find out what was said. But the referee was intent on either getting right in his face or getting physical with him. Up to that point, it had been a very well officiated, efficient basketball game. Does that happen ever? Is that a concern of yours that referees are going to lose it as well?
I think so, Mike. I think, you know, where officials are, you know, officials are people. They're your next door neighbor. They're your uncle. They're your aunt. So they're no different than anybody else. And at some point in time, we all have our day. And you know, it might not be that particular ball game. And when I train officials, or when I used to go around and talk about sportsmanship, you know, one of the things that we have to understand is, before we go to that athletic event, we've had a full day of the job. Maybe your boss, maybe it didn't go the way it was. Maybe at home something impacted you. Maybe you were driving to the event and somebody cut you off or gave you a sign in the window or whatever, you know, and so already you're irritated. Now you go into the ball game and something doesn't go the way you think it is, and you're already kind of tense. So officials are kind of in the same sense, where, you know, you get to the game, you're supposed to be there an hour early and sit down and relax and prepare for the game. But again, sometimes, you know, we get lost in the midst of life and the reality of things. You know, if you couldn't pay the bill or something like that, that's eating at you for some reason. You know, we don't know what goes on in people's lives. There's so many things that can impact all of us as individuals, and we don't see that, but we see the outburst of what happens. So am I concerned? Yes, I'm concerned. This past season, we had a couple coaches put their hands on players. Absolutely shouldn't have happened. And in one of those cases, a coach got fired. The other case, nothing happened to the coach because of maybe who he was. So I think there's a lot of things that are we're right on the edge, Mike, of seeing even more outbursts. I saw a video of John Higgins. I don't know if you've ever seen this, but he talked about he went to his kid's game or something like that. They didn't have an official, so he actually got on the floor. So John, this is one of the top basketball officials in the country,
yep.
And the coaches just ripped him apart, and that's absurd.
Yep, where it tells you where it's at.
That's exactly where we're at, Mike, but we see it every day too, and all of the other stuff that's going on. So our youth sports is not so far removed from what we see every day in society. So it's not like it's a protected situation, and so I think people need to keep that in mind. And if I could say anything to people listening, you know, we need sports officials, and I don't think people understand how important they are to the game. But pretty soon, we're going to start seeing more and more games canceled,
yep.
And then people are going to say, what's happening? And they're going to blame the AD, or they're going to blame the high school league.
Yep.
And that's not fair either, because they don't control that. What the control is, when people pay that admission to go watch the game, they should appreciate the game and what it is.
Hey, Frank, I got to let you go, but well put. Always enjoy visiting with you, and I hope I run into you soon.
All right, Mike. Take care, man.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.